You're listening to The Good Fork with host Diana Edelman of Vegans Baby from Las Vegas, Nevada. Interesting conversations, interesting people. For more, head over to vegansbaby.com after the episode. You could say Lindsay Stewart was born to be a foodie. Her dad owned a pizza place in Southern California when she was a teen, and she got her start there slinging pies. Throughout the years, Lindsay's place was in restaurants, working as everything from a dishwasher to a cocktail server. Restaurants were her home. Then, in 2014, she decided to share her love of food and restaurants with Las Vegas. She launched the Las Vegas Foodie in mid-2014, and it took off. In the past 6 years, Lindsay's eaten at more than 600 restaurants, tried thousands of dishes, and has become the leading foodie in Sin City. She's even started working with restaurants to help them improve their Instagram accounts, and recently launched Exclusively Vegas, a new web platform to promote restaurants, obviously, and other businesses to the Vegas market. I am so excited to be chatting with Lindsay for this episode of The Good Fork. Are you looking to save a little cash right now? I know I am. So I have some great deals for you. Daily Harvest right now is offering $25 off your first order when you use code VEGANSBABY at checkout. They are an all-organic, all-natural meal prep service. So you get cups of beautiful smoothies and bowls and savory and sweet. And I absolutely love them. There's also some deals right now over at Vegan Cuts, and they do subscription boxes like snack boxes and beauty boxes, and even right now a quarantine box. So head over to vegancuts.com and use code VEGANSBABY to save a little money there. And if you're in the mood to shop, I actually have a whole shop on Amazon with some of my favorite products. It's amazon.com/shop/VEGANSBABY. Head on over, check it out, and enjoy some shopping. Flip camera thing, right? Lindsay Stewart, the Las Vegas, Las Vegas foodie. And this is The Good Fork. So if you're new to this, is The Good Fork is a new series I'm doing on a podcast. And then we also bop onto Facebook Live. So that way we can entertain you while you are stuck in quarantine. Hopefully everyone is doing good. Lindsay, how are you doing over in your quarantine world?
We're doing great. Actually, I think this might be unpopular opinion, but we're really enjoying it. I think it's really nice to just like be at home and not really having anything to do and just enjoying our home. So,
I'm the same way. Everyone's like, how are you not going crazy? And honestly, like before quarantine, it was just running around and yeah, I love going out to eat, but it was tastings, it was meetings, it was just a bunch of different things. And now I'm just home and I'm just like, okay, this is my time to kind of focus and realign and do fun things because it's not like I'm working right now. So this is like, okay, I'm just going to do a bunch of work for free and enjoy it. And I really like being alone.
And we're not really alone because we do have like fun things like this, which is like amazing. But I agree with you.
Lindsay is the Las Vegas foodie. And if you are not familiar with her, please get familiar with her. She's Instagram, the Las Vegas foodie. Facebook, it's the same, right? Las Vegas foodie. Okay. Yeah. So Lindsay, I'm going to do a really quick thing here, is like the leading foodie in Las Vegas. She's eaten everywhere. She's eaten everything. And she goes and eats vegan with me, which I love. Because Lindsay, you're not vegan, but you like to dip your toes every now and then. Yeah.
100%. I love it. I love going with you to eat. Doing a whole meal all vegan. Yeah, it's great. It's a whole new experience, you know? And the food is wonderful. You've taken me to some amazing, amazing spots. And we have so many more on our list.
I can't wait to go out to eat again. I really miss like the experience of dining out and like interacting with people and things. Like it's nice. And you know, I'll like hop on like a FaceTime with someone and eat brunch or something, but it's not the same. Being in person and eating and having that experience. So how did you become a foodie? Like what made you decide that like, you're like, okay, I really like food, or how did this happen?
Well, I guess like we could start back from the beginning. You know, I was kind of raised in restaurants my entire life. My dad had a pizza place in Southern California when I was 16 years old. I've always had three jobs and went to school. I always worked in a restaurant. I worked every job from hostess to dishwasher to I was in the kitchen at one point when I worked at Olive Garden. I like wanted every position to try. I was a server. I was a server all through college. And then when we moved here from Southern California, my husband and I, who was my boyfriend at the time, and we moved here 6 years ago. And he's a professional poker player. And I just wanted to be his cocktail server. So that was like my goal, was to get a cocktail serving job. And to be honest, that job is very difficult to get. It is not easy. Either you have to know somebody really to get in because it's all a union. Anyway, we went in. I got in and was not his cocktail server, but I was a cocktail server. Kind of lived that restaurant cocktail serving life for a few years. And then my blog was doing, or my Instagram rather, was doing pretty well. And I decided to quit and go ahead and do it full time. But if you go back a little bit, we started the Instagram when we first moved to Vegas 6 years ago, just to keep track of where I was eating, where we were eating, and the different dishes. And I had kept a list in my like notes, you know, in my iPhone of like where I wanted to eat and where he wanted to eat, where we actually went, and with like a little note like, oh, we ordered this and it was good, but it got really messy. So I was like, I'll just start an Instagram and just keep track of it that way. And over time, it was like people around Vegas, I started noticing, were kind of doing the same thing I was doing. And then we just sort of got together. And I remember going on like my first like blind Instagram date with someone who invited me to like an event. And I was like telling my husband, I go, I'm going to go meet some people I've never met before. I'm kind of nervous, you know? And then we met up and it was like a whole experience. They were like taking food. They were standing on tables and chairs like I was doing by myself. And it was like this whole match made in heaven. So ever since then, we've had like a really nice solid group of people around town. I met you a couple years later. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy. And our paths would not have crossed if it wasn't for this foodie thing, right? Nope. And it's awesome. So over the years of the last 6 years, it's truly grown into something I never even imagined in my entire life. There's a whole community beyond just our foodie crew. It's like a foodie community of people who are interested in food, who are following, you know, and it's really been fun.
So you just got up to what? You're at 200 plus thousand now, right?
Yeah. Thank you. It's like a big, it's really not me. It's everybody else that's following me. So like, yeah. I have to say thank you to them, but yeah, I don't know how that happened. It's been a few years, but, here we are.
So how many, what's your average before quarantine? Like what was your average of, dinners a day, like dining out days a month?
Oh man, sorry, you cut out. I think my internet might be bad. Oh, there you are.
Oh,
okay.
Same my internet's terrible because, you know. So how many, like I know I average probably like a meal a day out. What do you think your average is in terms of like dining out and trying like different restaurants?
Oh, you know what's funny is I kind of averaged it as to two a week. But when we were going out on these events, I mean, we would go out every night. There would be events every single night, you know, and I would see you at some, and I wouldn't see you at some, but probably in the peak, we'd go out at least four nights a week. And then on top of date night with my husband, I mean, that's five nights, right? Yeah. And it's a lot of leftovers.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. When I bring people with me for tastings, because, you know, they just like eat everything and you've got this massive plate and you're like, oh my gosh, what do you do? I'm always like, come with me and just take it all home because I swear I'm not going to eat it later. Because it's like, you know, I love trying new food and it's such a cool experience. And I'm so grateful to be able to go in and try these, like the different dishes and tell people about it. But then I'm like, I can't have all this food at home. You know, it's like, it's hard because I want to eat like the food's so good. But then the rest of the time I eat like lentils and salad because
that's good.
Everything else I'm eating. How do you balance that between like home cooked and like going out and eating these massive like spreads of every single dish in the restaurant?
You know, that's a great question. I think a lot of us kind of struggle with that too, because you go in and you don't want to waste any of the food. Yeah. Like that's number one, obviously, but a lot of times you're going with more than just yourself. You're going with one or two other people or more. So my first reaction is, you guys, please take anything you want, take everything. And then I'll take whatever's left over, because there's just no way. I mean, there's not even enough room in my fridge. But, you know, there's some instances too where, and I've come across this, where like we're holding like hamburgers and like we're like touching them, right? Like it's like a prop at that point. Like everyone's holding it and touching it. Like you're not going to eat that either. So it varies. It depends. Yeah.
I'm curious to see how that changes now after the pandemic too. Like, you're not going to share. I mean, are you going to share food? Like, have you thought about like how this whole thing is going to affect like when we're out of it?
You know, I'm in probably the unpopular opinion again, but, or the minority in this, but like whenever I'm kind of a germaphobe as it is.
Yeah.
So like whenever we would go out to eat or with other people in a group setting, it's very like I scoop out of the serving spoon.
Yeah.
I scoop that and then I put it on my plate and you know, and that spoon stays with everybody. But now I'm thinking even deeper, right? Like that serving spoon that you had, I'm probably going to have my own serving spoon for each dish. I'm not going to let someone else grab that for me either. Yeah. Or you can let the server dish it out for you, which I think would be a good idea, which might happen more. But I think this is the best thing that could come out of this is better hygiene around the dinner table, better hygiene around restaurants, around just people in general. And I think that is the best thing that can come out of this, is that people are literally going to be washing their hands all the time. I hope.
So, you know, I tend to, because I'm vegan, like I don't do the massive group tastings or anything, because it's really just me, or like, you know, I'll bring you or I'll bring, you know, somebody else. What is it like having these tastings with like, what's the most amount of people you've gone with where you all had to photograph food at the same time?
Oh, I mean, 30 probably. I remember, I mean, sometimes the table is just super long, and sometimes you're mixed in with like other media, you know, just like traditional, like real media people, which is really interesting too, because they like, if that ever happens, we're like at the other end of the table with our lights and our cameras, like trying not to bug everybody. But it's been 30 people or more. Sometimes, I mean, the whole restaurant, especially if you go to like a grand opening, the whole restaurant is full, right? Yeah. So it could vary.
So how do you, like for people that want to get out there and become like a Lindsay and a foodie and have like massive Instagram accounts, like what did you do to grow? How did you get to here? I mean, I know you've showed me the picture that like went viral, and it's a picture.
The one picture, yeah.
A picture of pizza. And I'm sorry, it's totally not vegan, but it's a picture of pizza with like this massive just like glob of cheese.
Totally. So gross.
How did this happen? Explain this to me, please. Like, I'm so curious how this is like, and your pictures are gorgeous. Like your Instagram account is magnificent.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, it's this picture with the glob of cheese that like just blew it up.
You know, that was so that was the very first picture that was like, here I am. And I remember we were in a group chat with a bunch of foodies, and I was like, oh my God, you guys, this is blowing up. I posted it at 1:03 on Wednesday. So go ahead and try the same thing, you know? But I remember looking at the picture and I was like, this looks so gross. I'm like, I don't even know what to do. You know what? Whatever. I'm just going to post it. So I posted it and walked away. And I walked away for about 10 minutes and I come back and it was just like after like, it was just like the algorithm. I don't know. It just carried it on for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So that really jump started everything. You know, you gain like all of a sudden a few thousand followers all at once. It was like, and it's like instant gratification. So it's like this high that you like really want to get again, you know? But yeah, that's what kind of started it. So really, if you want to become a foodie, which I highly encourage like anybody just to do it, just start an account.
Yeah.
I didn't have any photography skills. I took a photography class in college, but like with a regular camera, like nothing to do with your iPhone. I mean, it's very different, but just try it. Like take some pictures, like, you will end up figuring out your style. You will see what you like in other photos. You will, you know, kind of adapt and it'll evolve. I mean, if you go back and look at my account from 5 years ago, those pictures look really nothing like they do today. They've changed.
Yeah.
And so is Instagram too. Instagram has also changed, but you can do that. So my best advice is start it now. Just anything. And that's with anything in life, right? Like if you want to become whatever, all you have to do is take that first step.
Exactly. I just did a conference in New York and I spoke, and that was literally my whole thing, is about just taking that chance and leaping, and just because your option is to do it, you know, there, just go follow it, and you know, you're going to land on your feet. So start an Instagram account and show off your food. You know,
yeah, just even your home cooked meals, like whatever. Yeah, I like that.
Home cooked meals. I just started because, you know, this whole cooking thing, like we talked about this on Instagram Live just now, but like the whole pandemic has made me turn into a cook, and I am like not a cook. There is no cooking gene in my body. Like that's how I started with, because I was going vegan, and I'm like, I don't want to cook, and I'm just going to go find food. And so now that, you know, I am cooking. I made like a just egg omelet the other day, but like I made potatoes and I put like potatoes there, and then I put some like sauteed spinach and like I don't even remember what else, and then arugula on top, and then I put that there, and I'm like, look at this beautiful plating job I've just done, and like I don't know who I am. Like I never thought I could plate something. I'm always like, oh whatever, and I take a picture and it's disgusting. But this, I was like, oh. So this is how you make food look pretty. Okay. Like I'm feeling it a little bit. So
good. You know. So you're like adapting and your skills are getting better. And
I mean, I made bread, which is a huge.
Yeah. Huge. I don't know if I'm ready for that. I think that's. Well,
no, I'm going to send you the recipe. Like I literally, I Google easy vegan recipe blank, like whatever food it is. And so I Googled easy vegan recipe bread. And the first one was what I did. And it took like 3 hours total, because you know I don't have time or patience. I have plenty of time to do like the 14-hour bread and the rise and everything. But yeah, I've been.
Oh, that's how long it took? Wow. Yeah,
this took 3 hours because I don't have patience to sit and watch bread rise for 10. Like I just, there's no way. Plus I'll forget about it. So yeah, that's how I've been like getting through this, or ordering food, because the restaurants right now have really, you know, and I'm sure you see this a lot, the restaurants right now, so many of them closed. I mean, we have 200,000 people just in the casinos that lost their jobs. And it wasn't just like the strip restaurants that closed. It was so many local restaurants too. But we have, we've got quite a few now that are still operating. What have you been doing during this time? Like, what have you seen has been like the biggest thing for restaurants that are still serving right now?
I mean, going back, like so many restaurants have closed and they're still closing. It's like all of a sudden, you get a notification or you see on their Instagram, they're like, we're closing down for this. Like they can't afford it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going to happen after this, but hopefully, sorry, if you heard that. Hopefully, they will reopen and come back. I don't know. I think we're all, I don't know how to turn it off without muting me, but, sorry.
It's okay.
But yeah, hopefully, it'll change. Right. And hopefully people will come back from this. Like, but as of right now, my business partner, Jess, and I, we actually created a website called exclusivelyvegas.com.
Yeah.
And that's actually showing all the restaurants that are open, and they created a special deal just for us.
Mm-hmm.
So are our people, and our people is you go to the website and just enter in your email and you're our people. Like it's free for everyone. But yeah, so when you go on and you look at the list of all the restaurants, it'll say, you know, you can go to Chicago Guys and Centennial. It's like all the different locations around town, and they all have a deal for us. So you get an extra 25% off your meal by mentioning Exclusively Vegas. So we're trying to like come up with ideas to keep the restaurant business, you know, alive. And I think that offering a discount to people right now, especially those 200,000 people who have lost their jobs, that's just the casino industry. That's not everyone else.
Yeah.
Or who's being furloughed, or who's taken a significant pay cut.
Yeah.
You know, these people are like, we're going to be eating in, but it's hard to cook three meals a day. And some people, and we are an industry or a town where we go out to eat a lot, you know, like we're entertainment. We like that. So I think it's important to have a little bit of a break for everyone who could use it. And so that's been very helpful, but, and Exclusively Vegas, just so you know, as initially was supposed to be a subscription based program. So it was still offering deals, but you would pay $50 a year. But since all this happened, we kind of changed our model a little bit. So we will go back to that once this is all over. but it'll be bigger and better by then. And I just hope that the restaurant industry can really come back from this. It is, you know, it's a very big unknown right now. Yeah.
It's interesting to see how they've been adapting too, because obviously their dining rooms are closed, but you've got, I mean, I think Graffiti Bao is an incredible example. Like Chef Mark Marone has just been all over the place. And, you know, I was speaking to him a couple weeks ago and he was like, I don't even know if we're going to stay out. Like, you know, we might have to close down. Cause at that point we weren't sure, like if we were going to be mandated to like have every business closed. But he has just come out just, you know, so much community service, offering the wholesale groceries, free meals for kids. We've got Potts right now, who's doing free koshari, and they just started delivery, like delivering to the whole area now. So like, if you live in like Northeast or Henderson, something that isn't part of the delivery area for the restaurant, they'll come deliver it to you.
That's so great. Wow. And are you talking to, sorry to cut you off. Are you talking about like the third party delivery, like DoorDash and Postmates?
No.
Like their delivery range?
No, this is Potts, like delivering.
That's cool.
You call like an hour. You have to call at least an hour ahead because they have scheduled delivery times for each location. You call at least an hour ahead and then they say, okay, we're going to, you know, this is our window for delivery to you in this part of town. So they've been doing such cool stuff. A pizza company and I are doing a gift certificate. It's like $10 gift card for $5.
It's pizza company. Oh, I had no idea.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. It's over on Vegans Baby. So he's got like, have you ever had his vegan pizza?
No, I haven't.
Uh-huh. So he like the first ones to have vegan pizza in town, like Slice of Vegas, pizza company. So his pizza, he like hand makes his cheese. He's got calzones. He makes vegan cheesecake. He's got the best garlic nuts in the world. Like, oh my God, I haven't eaten yet today and I'm so hungry.
But you're making me hungry.
I'm sorry. We were, and we talked about this on Instagram Live. Like, you are Prego.
Yes.
And
sometimes I forget. You're right.
I mean, that's actually, is it good that you forget? That means you're having a pretty smooth pregnancy right now.
Yeah. I mean, it varies. Every day is very different. But yeah. When I'm not nauseous or feeling sick, it's like I feel great. So, yeah.
And so you have a pregnancy craving of what?
Bologna cheese and mayonnaise.
Okay. And so I'm going to, when this is done, or I just, you know, I don't know. I'm going to figure out how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to get you a tofurkey, like follow your heart cheese and just mayo sandwich over to you.
Of course I'll try it. I am so down to try it. I love all the adventures with you for vegan food. Yes.
So let's talk about vegan food, because obviously you are not vegan and you, I mean, I've seen your Instagram. I see all the things you eat, but you're so open to it. And I love that. What, you know, some people, I don't think I would like vegan food or, you know, I don't want to go there because it's vegan. I'm like, half the food on your plate's vegan anyway, but you know,
right.
Got it.
They don't think about it like that.
Exactly. So how did you, like, what are your thoughts on like just vegan, like the choosing of a vegan meal at a dinner, like, you know, what are your thoughts about those options now?
I mean, I'm happy to see more options out there. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important. I think there's a lot of good things that come from being vegan, obviously. Yeah. You know, there's reasons why people are vegan, right? But I think like having meatless meals in my life is really important, and I like to do that. I think you can get people are, I think they're just a little bit uneducated on how much nutrients or, you know, protein and things like that you can get from a vegan meal or mm-hmm. certain foods. So I think that's probably the first problem. But my thoughts on it are, I love it. Like, and I love going to places with you and trying new things. Like, I don't see anything wrong with it. I just like trying new food in general, right? And I just... Also, it's like a whole new experience. I mean, it's really special to go with you because you were just like the queen of vegan, and, you know, to sit down with you and have a one-on-one with you and go over certain foods that are vegan and aren't vegan, you know, like wine. We talked about most wine is not vegan. Had no idea. That was news to me. But yeah, just learning different things and then enjoying it. It's like you would never even miss. It's just meat. Like you're not missing it. I'm not missing it. So
yeah. So do you think like I know a lot of people have a lot of ideas and thoughts about like vegan in general. Like, have you seen like, Have you had any misconceptions that, you know, when you sat down to eat, you're like, oh, wait, you know, like, I was wrong about this. This is actually really good, or anything like that, since you've started, like, adding a little bit more plant-based into your world?
Yes. I mean, absolutely. So, to be completely honest, I thought being vegan was just, like, very carb-heavy. Mm-hmm. Like, and it might be a little bit more, but I thought it was very, like, it's not a lot of, I don't know why I didn't think of like fresh vegetables and things like that, but that's not the first thing I thought of when you're vegan, like what in the beginning, right? So I would think of it's like a lot of pasta and bread and stuff for some reason, or French fries, but like, it's not, it's beautiful, healthy, nutrient rich dishes. And I think the best part, what really surprises me going to these restaurants and seeing what these chefs come up with, because it is so different. It varies across the board, and not everyone's using Beyond Meat for a burger. You know, they're trying different things, a cauliflower steak or a portobello mushroom, which I love. It's,
right.
Yeah. I love the creativity in it, because you really need to be creative to stand out. Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, at this point, like, I mean, you've tried quite a bit of vegan food in Vegas. What do you think has been like your most surprising dish?
I think the one that really stands out the most to me was Pots that we went to.
Yeah.
Right? The Egyptian. And I think probably also because it's like a very unique restaurant and cuisine in general. But it was almost like they use a lot of the same ingredients and things that we have here that you would find. But it's like the dishes are different. It's like that, I can't remember the name, but it was like that macaroni dish with the fried onions on top. What's it called?
Koshari.
Yeah.
That's
like all I think about when I think of Pots. I'm like, that was so good. It was hearty.
Oh, so good. Good.
And that sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that plate that we had that you had, it was only available for Veganuary.
Ah.
The apples.
Mm-hmm. It was the phyllo dough. I forget what it's called. But yeah, it was the phyllo dough with like the chocolate hummus, the black quote honey, and then like the different the feta cheese, the vegan feta and everything.
That vegan feta was unreal. Like, that is just something you can never get anywhere. Yeah. Like, it's not available at anywhere. So it was so unique. And I still think about it. It had like grapes and apples on that plate and walnuts and, and then the phyllo dough, which I remember she was like, oh, it takes me forever to make this. I hate it. And it was so good.
You know, no matter how much you beg, you can't get that on the menu. I've tried so many times. I'm like, please, no. So, I mean, Pots in general is probably one of my favorite restaurants I've ever been to all over the world. You know, not just the food, but she, like Iman, who owns it and is the chef, is just so passionate about what she's making. And she comes out and talks to you, and her food is just, I want her to like do a cooking class and teach me how to make all of her food. Because it's so far away to go to Pots.
Something, right, about one of her dishes would be so great.
Mm-hmm.
You're totally right. She lights up the room. You fall in love with the food. You fall in love with her. Like, you have to go there. As soon as this is done, everyone needs to go and check it out.
But you can also order because they deliver. And they do stuff right now. She's still open. Thankfully, she's still open. What are some other vegan restaurants in town that you've been like, yes, I could go back to these and like take my friends who aren't vegan?
Well, Evil Pie was a good one because they have that whole vegan menu with the 5 different pizzas, which I was very surprised about, plus the vegan hot wings.
Oh, those? Well, it's that sauce they have, the
cilantro.
Wow. I just want to eat that. Like, I just put it on everything.
Honestly, I was like dipping everything in.
Yeah.
In that sauce too.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Wing King, which we never went to together.
I've
been, yeah.
So Wing King is like, they're super vegan friendly. They've got like 50 different sauces and most of them are vegan. And they like the wings themselves are, I want to say they're Vital Wheat Gluten, but I can't remember for sure. But they've got like the little stick in the middle. It's literally like
even in the middle.
Thing.
And that's so funny because I remember when I went, he gave me a plate of the vegan wings and I was like, does this have like a bone inside or like, what? He's like, just eat it and find out. I'm like, okay. Yep. And then that did have that little, I'm like, oh, this is so cool. Like it was just the whole experience of it, you know, but let me think what else. Like we had that great It was at the Chinese New Year menu at Mont 32 when we had
That was the vegan dining month menu.
Oh, vegan area. You're right. That was so good. But Mont 32 is just such a beautiful restaurant.
It really is.
Ingredients too.
With Asian food, it's so easy to just make vegan, you know, and I find that with the Asian food, it's just purely plants and they do such a good job. I love being able to eat like that.
Yeah, me too. And then the other one that really sticks out is the Mon Ami Gabi. I know I'm naming a lot of strip restaurants, but
Mon Ami Gabi that
we went to and we sat down on the patio and had that whole vegan. I mean, everything from the French onion soup. Remember that? I was like, vegan French onion soup? We just don't think that's possible.
No. And it's interesting too, because I feel like with the vegan dining movement, it wasn't the strip that really caught on first. It was the local restaurants. And then, I mean, we've always had Wynn and Encore that have been very vegan friendly, but now you've got restaurants, you've got Catch, you've got Harvest, you've got Mon Ami, you've got Slice of Vegas, whose songs, Nacho Daddy. Just so many restaurants are continually launching these plant-based menus, and it's just been such a cool thing to see and be a part of. Do you think, like, is there one restaurant you could think of, like, anywhere in Vegas that you would just love to see what they would come up with if they had vegan options?
I feel like a lot of restaurants have vegan options, but do you mean like a whole vegan menu, maybe?
Yeah, sure, a whole vegan menu.
I mean, more than just a couple dishes. I'm trying to think. I mean, we love Piero's, mm-hmm. but I know that they have vegan options. But it'd be nice to see for them to have it more of a selection, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a big Beauty in Essex. It's like one of my favorites.
Oh, Beauty in Essex has a vegan menu.
Oh, they do.
It's fantastic. It's one of the best menus. No. It's one of the best places to go for vegan food. It's fantastic. Fantastic.
That's like one of my – I don't know why that's like where I want to go when I – that's like one of my top restaurants where I want to go when this is all over, because of the ambiance. And I mean, I used to love just sitting at the bar and, you know, having some drinks and getting appetizers, but I would love to try their vegan menu. That sounds amazing.
Let's go. I took a friend of mine there two summers ago, and we were just blown away, and they've got so many vegan desserts. It's fantastic. The restaurant I'm really happy they have vegan stuff is Mayfair.
Oh, I haven't been. So they have, I missed my opportunity to go the one time and then everything closed. But so they have a whole vegan menu or
no.
Tiny? Or?
No. They just have a few vegan options. They've got a veggie pot pie that's so comforting and delicious. And they make, it's not on the menu, but they made this like cucumber hand roll. And whatever wasabi goodness they had in there was just phenomenal. But that restaurant itself, like the whole ambiance of it, When this is all over, we should definitely go. But you know, it's a supper club, and we have nothing. It's just the coolest thing to go there and to be integrated with it, because so many times, you know, vegans aren't really thought of when you're going out to eat. It's like an afterthought menu. But this pot pie is like perfect.
Ooh, I love pot pies. That sounds great.
I know. I'm not gonna lie. I loved pot pies before I went vegan, and now I'm like, if someone has a pot pie, like there's like 3 or 4 things that I see on a menu I will always get. Like, I'm the vegan that goes out to eat, and if they have like pizza, fried chicken, pot pie, and any sort of dessert, we order it all, because I want all of it. Like, it's really bad. Like, if I go travel, which is why I started these tours, like I'll go travel and I'll literally order half the menu because I want to try it all.
Yeah.
And I mean, do you have that too? Like, you know, you go to a restaurant and you're like, these are like the things. What are your must tries all the time? And, you know, I know you're not vegan, so it's fine. You know,
it's not vegan.
You get a pass.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Okay. It just depends what restaurant we're at, mm-hmm. I think, but it's usually a carpaccio. It's usually a chopped, wedge. Because mm-hmm. I always feel like you can judge a good, it's usually a steakhouse. You can usually judge a good steakhouse by the chopped wedge.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Chopped wedge or a Caesar, and then I always get like a side of mac and cheese and then like a vegetable or something. But yeah, that's like my go-to, and I do the same thing. Like, if it's just my husband and I, you have to order, it doesn't matter, you have to order a lot, because you want to try it, you know.
It's really
the best part.
It's really, you know, my parents keep falling. Like, before I went vegan, like I never really cared. I'm just like, oh, whatever, I'll just eat. But now that I'm vegan, it's like I want to try every single dish, especially if I'm at a restaurant that's like helmed by a chef, like, or like a well-known chef, like give me everything. I like all of it, because I just want to see what they're doing and like how creative they're getting. Cause I really respect it when a chef doesn't give you a Beyond Burger.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Takes just a like lot more creativeness there.
It really is. So what's been like your favorite vegan dish you've ever had in your life?
Oh my gosh, it's so tough. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming when you travel, you're not really looking for vegan food. So I guess it would be like Vegas.
It has to be Vegas, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes. So the pasta from Mon Ami Gabi really sticks out to me. It was like that pesto pasta. Yeah. But again, I'm going back to the kashari from Pots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that was one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah.
I know that I love pizza, like love pizza. So I have yet to find, I mean, Evil Pies pizza is really good, but I want like a deep dish.
Pizza
that's a little different.
Okay.
And I have yet to find that.
Okay. So it's not really in Vegas, but if you're ever in Chicago, I was just in Chicago and I went there to eat, and there is a restaurant called My Pie. It's not even a restaurant. It's like this little hole in the wall on, I don't even know where, because I just was like, okay, I was walking from another restaurant. I had a tasting at No Bones Beach Club, and then I was like, I need Chicago pizza. Like, I have to
have pizza.
And they're like, oh, it's over here. I'm like, can I walk? Because I need to, like, the food I have. So I wasn't even hungry, and I went and ordered a pizza at this place. And it is the best pizza I've ever had in my life. Like, it's that Chicago crust, like, the thin layer of cheese, and then that gorgeous, like, chunky sauce. Oh my, okay.
Did I see it on your Instagram recently?
The what?
I know. Yes. Did I see it on your Instagram recently?
Yes.
Okay, because it looked like it was like Gino's East, like deep dish pizza. So
you can actually, like, and I just might do this because this is how hungry I am for it. You can get it delivered. They ship.
Oh, frozen. Oh, that's cool.
So I'm like, that might not be a bad idea. Like, what? Because I was talking to the guy when I was there, and he's like, yeah, we ship all this. He's like, most of our orders are vegan. He's like, we've got like 20 of them going out that are vegan. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, it's not just a vegan restaurant. Like, no, they have
it's
other
not
stuff.
No, it's a pizza place. And they have a vegan Chicago deep dish pizza there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like a whole other ball game too, as far as like getting food delivered and even cross country delivered. I mean, that would not be able to happen in this day and age. I mean, in, you know, 10 years from now, probably. Or 10 years ago, I guess. 20 years ago, no way. I mean, this is like, if we're in quarantine, I guess this is like the best possible time, because you can get virtually anything delivered to you right now.
Honestly,
you
know? The more I think about it, the more I'm just going to order that pizza to be delivered. my last day in Chicago, I'm like, I'm going and I'm going to get it. But it was rainy and gross and cold. And I was like, oh, forget it. I'm not going to go get it. And I was just very disappointed in myself that I didn't get it. So if they're still, because I know Chicago is shut down right now, but if they're still open, I might just have to go on there and treat myself to a pizza that'll arrive in like a week, because I'm okay with
that. I'm okay with that.
Right?
I bet you it's overnight. It will be overnight.
Oh, that's almost like instant gratification, which would make me really happy. I would love that.
I bet you would get it the next day. Yeah. They can't. It wouldn't take a week.
Yeah.
I love Chicago too, though.
Oh, Chicago, I was working on a dinner in Chicago, like kind of like the James Beard dinners I'm doing here with, like, I got a whole team of really talented chefs, and we were just starting to put it together, and then everything shut down. I'm like, oh, man, but I had such a good time in Chicago when I was there. Like, I've been there a couple times, and it's always been very quick, but this, I was there like 3 days, and I just ate. Like, I ate my way. Yeah. Do you find out, like, when you travel, you literally are traveling to eat?
Of course. Why else do you travel? Come on.
Thank you. I would love, oh my God, I would love to travel with you and just take you to all the vegan food and, like, just go find the best vegan stuff in the city. And obviously, like, you know, drink a little wine and see the cool stuff too. But like, my dog.
Hey, Fido. He wants your attention.
He really does. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, my dog was on my lap earlier too. So I get it. But yes, I would love to also, maybe after like a year. Oh my God, Fido's like freaking out with you.
He doesn't like hearing you with anybody. Fido,
my dog now.
Oh. if you're okay, so if you need an animal right now to show you love, I don't know, honestly, how are you getting through this quarantine? Like, how are you feeling? Like, what's going on in your head right now? And, you know, I know we talked about the fact that we both like being home, but like, is it good having your pup with you and stuff to get you through?
That's the best. Like, I think about my mother-in-law, she doesn't have a dog. She's always talked about getting one. And I'm like, she would love one right now. I mean, they're the best. Dogs, animals are the greatest, you know?
Fine, don't stop. He's like, we're listening to this and not watching it. He's licking my face and showing.
I know. You can see his eyes. It's so cute.
Well, when I got him, didn't have like, he had really short fur. And now he's, oh my gosh. Okay.
My dog needs a grooming too. But yeah, I know.
I like him fluffy though. Like, I think he's cute. Fluffy.
Yeah. He's very cute.
I love him there. I don't know what, I mean, he's just standing on me right now. So, you know.
Just wants your attention.
Really? Okay. So are you like, how can I help you incorporate more vegan things into your life? Like what can we do to get you
to make more?
I mean, I know you're not going to go vegan, but like, how can we kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I'm down to do like at least one day a week, completely meatless Mondays, I think is a good start. I'm down for that.
What about like subbing stuff when you cook? Like, do you know a lot about the different things you can substitute?
No, I don't. And I'm like you, where I used to be really, well, I used to be adventurous with cooking, but since we've gone out to eat so much in the last few years, it's like, there's no need to. And I kind of lost interest. So now it's kind of like messy to like do, but, no, I think like, I would love a list. I would love some suggestions and recipes if you have them, for sure.
Well, what's your favorite thing to make?
Mac and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese vegan.
It's
so
my favorite thing to eat. It's my favorite thing to eat.
Okay. I love mac and cheese. That's another thing. Like when I see mac and cheese like you, I'll order it just because I need to try it. But there's like a bunch of different ways you can make mac and cheese. You can go buy like the mac and cheese boxes. You can buy the vegan cheeses, or you can make your own vegan cheese. And there's my favorite is like a blend of like veggies and nutritional yeast that you mix in together, and it's just so rich and lovely.
I would be so willing to try that for sure. I will do that.
Maybe we should just do like a mac and cheese cooking day where we just make a bunch of different mac and cheeses.
That would be fun.
You know, we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it because I have so many mac and cheese recipes. Like I have so many cookbooks that I never open. But I'm pretty sure like 75% of them have a mac and cheese recipe in them. And we can make mac and cheese day. We can do like a mac and cheese day.
Okay. What I think would be awesome is like, I'd like to do this. We could do it now, but we could do it when this is over also. And then we could meet up and then like exchange and we can try each other's.
We could do like a mac and cheese potluck.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
No,
I'll bring some broccoli too. Just to.
We'll do, you know what? I'll get a couple other people. You get a couple other people and we'll all make one vegan mac and cheese.
That would be perfect.
We'll just, I'll try them.
This sounds like so much fun. Okay.
Yeah, I'm so hot. Like, what am I going to cook for lunch? I do not know yet. If anyone.
I think you're ordering that pizza.
Oh, I'm totally going to do. If they're still, I really hope they're still open. I feel like you can't close a pizza place down.
I know. It's just like, it's surprising me. All these restaurants that are actually closed and not doing takeout. I mean, I'm not a restaurant owner. And so I don't really know. But it does break my heart. So I hope they're not either. I hope they're still open. I mean, pizza is usually pretty like to take out anyway or delivery. So hopefully.
I mean, have you tried Ariella's here?
No.
So Ariella's is a kosher restaurant that has like a million different pizzas on it. So they're vegetarian. There's no meat in the premise at all, but they have so many vegan pizzas. It's one of the best vegan pizzas I've had here. And then Vegano's Kitchen makes an amazing vegan pizza as well. Like it's that beach pizza. Like if you're hungover, obviously you're not going to be anytime soon, but like super greasy. And I feel like if I gave it to you, you might not know it was vegan.
Ooh, that's what I want to do with you. I want to do things like, here's two dishes or here's a dish. You know, is this vegan or not kind of thing.
You know it's going to be vegan if I'm giving it to you.
Oh, that's true.
But
and I can't exactly do that to you, so.
No. Maybe I'll just take you on a
tour. That would be interesting.
of all the places, be like, believe it could be like a believe it or not tour.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. I mean, you do that with me all the time, but we should do one day where we're hitting up like little spots or little pieces of things.
All my favorite little local joints that are vegan.
Yes, I would love that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then maybe I can have some of my favorite spots actually make you a vegan dish.
I would love, like, there's so many places you go where I'm like, man, I wish they had vegan food. Like, you put
my gosh, I wish, I want you to like make note of that so we can start talking about that with other people too. Who knows? I mean, restaurants are just so flexible, you know?
I want to go to the cereal place with you. The big cereal place?
Oh my God. Yes. The cereal killers.
What? Like that's, how much cereal do they give you?
Yeah. So, oh my God, I still have to post that video. There was like a cereal challenge and it was all 162 boxes in one bowl. And then we used an entire gallon of milk and we just poured it all in and you had to eat it within 12 minutes.
162.
But he recently changed. Yeah, spoonfuls really. But he recently changed it to 45 minutes.
I mean, that sounds a little more whatever. You know, I would love it if they got a plant-based milk and had like vegan cereals. Because there are plenty.
It's a great question. And I don't see why that's not possible. And the owner, Chris, is awesome. So yeah. We'll have to make that happen. Wouldn't that be great to have like a little vegan spot section over there?
I would love it. It would be so cool.
Isn't like just, most cereals vegan though? Like not
honey. Honey. They'll put milk in there or like, yeah, they do stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a few boxes in my cupboard. I'm going to go look to see if it's vegan.
I have cashew right now, like chocolate kids cashew. Cause I don't know about you, but when this first started, I had marshmallows for breakfast and ice cream for lunch and like kids cereal.
Me too. Me too. It's like comfort food, right?
Right. The other day I finished my marshmallows. I had, whatchamacallit. I have Not a Moo Dutch chocolate ice cream. And I
that sounds great.
And so I got, I had two marshmallows left and I took my two marshmallows and a tablespoon of peanut butter and melted it down and put that on my ice cream.
Yum. That sounds delicious.
It was very, very good. So, I mean, I'm getting creative a little bit now because I'm just like, what am I craving and how can I make it all go together?
I know. Same here. Me too. But yeah, I think that's been really, really fun. And I know my friend Photos by Amy Linda, she's been really great about doing that too. She just uses whatever is in her pantry and she's like enjoying it. So it's a state of mind, right?
It is.
You either enjoy it or you hate it and are miserable. It's like pick one.
All right. Well, we have been chatting for 45 minutes.
Has it been that long?
I know. I could literally sit and talk to you for hours. I mean, you know this. You and I sit together and that's all we do.
Absolutely.
But we're going to wrap this up. If anybody has questions and is watching this later, drop them. I mean, Lindsay can talk about all the food she's eaten everywhere. What'd you say? More than 6,000 meals out?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I guess so. That sounds about right. I mean, that's a lot. I've never actually counted. But
wouldn't it be cool to just figure out, like, go back to your Instagram account every how many restaurants you've been to?
I mean, that's a lot. And there's so many restaurants I don't even post about too. It's like,
yeah,
sometimes you don't want to work when you're out, you know, but yeah.
But when we do that, like if I go out to eat, I'm just like, I'm not taking any photos today, but it's so rare. It's so rare.
You know? It's hard not to sometimes. Like, I just want to take a picture just because, you know,
it's hard to eat things when they're hot now. Like,
isn't that nice?
Meal that just like you got to eat right away.
I still let it sit.
Yeah.
I kind of like it to get a little bit cooler. That's funny. I miss it.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me, Diana. This has been awesome.
Okay. So people want to find you. Where can they go?
You can find me on Instagram or Facebook at The Las Vegas Foodie. I have a Twitter, The LV Foodie. And yeah.
And
follow me.
Exclusively Vegas.
Say it again.
Exclusively Vegas.
Yes. Oh, exclusivelyvegas.com. Check it out. It's totally free. It's free for everybody. Just sign on or go to the website exclusivelyvegas.com. We have restaurants, but now we also have merchants and services, which means we have deals on there for people who want to get their nails done later. They're cutting us a good deal for that. Yeah, just go look at it. It's totally free and it's really interesting and it's a lot of fun stuff on there. And you guys get a break too. So
we'll put a deal on there for Vegans Baby too. I keep forgetting. I'm sorry.
It's my bad. That's okay. I know it's coming.
We're gonna do it. We'll be a deal. Buy one, get one half off for the next event under I think $40. So
that sounds awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I love doing my events. They're super fun. So thank you, Lindsay. I appreciate you. Let's do this again, please, because I just love talking to you.
Let's do it. Hopefully right. I get to see you in real life soon.
Oh, my gosh, please. And Fido, because he really needs love and attention,
he
right?
He needs
now.
Attention, yeah.
He knows when I'm getting off with someone. He's like, oh, she's done talking. Okay, my turn. All right, well, thank you so much for being on. And you guys be safe at home. Be well. Stay home. Support local businesses, and we'll see you soon. Thank you. Bye.
For more on this show and other Good Fork podcasts, head over to vegansbaby.com. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.